How do we feel about this? Well, Bruce Williamson is a campaigner at Rail Future, and it'd be very interesting to hear what Bruce has to say. Good morning, Bruce. Morning, Bruce.
Can you hear me?
I can now, just about, very faint.
Press the right button. Okay.
There we go, that's a bit better. Yes, I mean, I said yesterday to Mick Whelan that having heard the RMT, a cessation in their activities, to be fair to their organiser, Mick Lynch, that they weren't happy, but they're taking a break. What are your thoughts on the ASLEV strike?
Well, I mean, it's the same story, really. From our point of view as rail campaigners, it reflects badly on the rail industry. You know, we're concerned that, you know, longer term, what the effect will be is that the public sort of loses faith in rail as a mode of transport.
Absolutely.
We want people to use the railway. You know, the railway unions will argue, you know, not unreasonably, is if the price of the cost of living goes up 10%, then they should get a pay rise of 10%. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, if they don't, then they're effectively getting a pay cut, and you can understand why they're not happy about that. But realistically, you know, everyone knows they're not going to get that, and they're pushing for maybe a better deal than what they've got. But, you know, both sides really are digging their heels in here.
I mean, I it's what you said about the damage to the public's perception of rail travel is the bit that I really resonates with me, because it is incredibly frustrating. I mean, most of the rail travel my family does happens at the weekend. And, I mean, aside from strikes, I have to say even more annoying than strikes are services that just don't run at weekends because of repairs that seem to go on for years and years and years. So I hold management, really, I suppose, probably just, perhaps more responsible for the chaos than the unions.
Well, possibly. I mean, I think we've also got to blame the government in this. You know, the train operating companies, the rail industry, really are sort of a piggy in the middle, if you like.
Yeah.
You know, it's notable that, of course, as you rightly said, this is only happening in England, really.
Yeah.
Scotland and Wales have managed to settle this.
Yeah.
So, you know, what is the government playing at? Why can't they settle it if they can do it in Scotland and Wales?
Seems like a very fair question to me. Bruce Williamson there, campaigner at Rail Future. Thank you.